0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European action. Rangers are underway in Liège, having made three changes from Saturday's Old Firm win. Celtic will have to deal with AC Milan and Zlatan Ibrahimovic if they're to bounce back from the weekend disappointment, and more coronavirus woes for St Mirren. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Yeah, a big night ahead, Gordon, for Celtic and Rangers. Rangers underway and looking to continue their good form that they've shown early season and shown the depth of their squad by making three changes. Celtic looking to bounce back, a big game for Neil Lennon's side. Ryan Christie back in the mix, but they come up against a very strong AC Milan side with a superstar and Ibrahimovic,
yeah, big
leading
night,
the line.
Big night for both, as you say, Mark, and Rangers obviously early kickoff. There's only 8 minutes on the clock. I think Steven Gerrard will be delighted with the way Rangers have started. Looks like it's going to be a good game. And then obviously in Glasgow tonight, a massive game for Celtic. Can they bounce back after a disappointing defeat against Rangers at the weekend?
0141 951 1025, that is the number you need to get in touch with the guys and let them know what's on your mind. You can also tweet as well at ClydeSSB. These Thursday night Europa League nights, we've gotten used to them over the last couple of years. If your team is playing at the moment and you find yourself shouting at the TV, why not dial that number and shout at us instead? And of course, for those of you whose team kick off a bit later on, well, why not join in all the pre-match build-up? Who should play? Who shouldn't play? How do you see tonight's game going? All the usual pre-match questions. 0141 951 1025. Now, I must admit, you two, this is the most nervous I've been for a show all week, because as the listeners will know, I am at home, I am not in the studio. Hugh Keevans can be trusted on a Monday, Roger Hanna can be trusted on a Tuesday, Mark Weedy can be trusted on a Wednesday, but Thursday night has the potential for it all to go wrong. Please behave yourselves.
What's this button day? Does
you're lucky you got somebody in this office with us. Let me the studio. We'll be around the other end.
We're missing you, Gordon. Where are you? Cats in your bedroom.
I've gone to the living room because I need the TV tonight, you see, for the game. So
the wife's in the bedroom. Up you go. Happy days. No, we'll be fine, Gordon. Everything's going good. We've had our coffee.
Are you sure? Because the last time you two were left alone, I got messages by the dozen to say that you two had abandoned the football discussion and were talking about Love Island instead.
Wait, we weren't far off. A minute before we came on there, we had a conversation.
Well, the last time you left, you nearly left your job because we were so popular as a duo. So you better have your A game tonight from the living room.
Here, technically, I'm not there in the studio, but I'm with you tonight. 0141 951 1025. Let's hear from you, Rangers fans. What do you make of that team? You've still got time to get your thoughts in. It's not quite pre-match, the game's underway, but are you happy with the changes made? How confident are you of continuing that good European run? And then Celtic fans, a more traditional build-up for you, an 8 o'clock kick-off, so get in nice and early. Tell us what changes should be made. Many of you were unhappy from the weekend, so what would you change to that team? How important is this game? I know some of you would rather just focus on the league. How important is this game? All your thoughts and predictions, get them in nice and early, 0141 951 1025. And maybe not quite a chance, Gordon DL, but an opportunity at a sight of goal for Rangers in Belgium.
Yeah, good ball in from the left-hand side. Tavernier, who's usually brilliant, just takes a swing at it, Gordon. But it's very positive for Rangers, I've got to say. They look comfortable. The ball just goes over Morelis's head. Tavernier goes in there. We've all had one of those. It's called a swinger. And unfortunately, it does not go into the back of the net for Rangers, and the home side clear it. But I've got to say, Rangers look comfortable, nice shape about them as usual. They've obviously went there with a game plan, went with a lot of confidence after Saturday's result against Celtic and performance. Couple of changes tonight. I think so far Rangers are looking good.
It's amazing. That was Gordon DL giving us, I was just going to say, Mark, that was Gordon DL giving us his expert insight on swinging there. So that was good. 10 past 6 on a Thursday night.
It was a thing or two.
Downhill from here. I was just
going to say, going in a football related thing to move swiftly on. It's amazing how many times you see that combination from Rangers this season. Barisic crossing from one side, and the guy in at the back post is Tavernier, and they've scored a couple of goals. quite nearly there that Tavernier gets in the end of that. He miscues his volley, but it's obviously a factor that Steven Gerrard's been working on since pre-season, getting both fullbacks high and getting a midfielder just to drop in and protect his centre halves. And they've got success in the past, and even away from home in Europe, they're not scared to get both fullbacks forward at the same time.
Yeah, just a reminder of that Rangers team then. 12 minutes on the clock. It's Alan McGregor in goal. It's a back four of James Tavernier, Conor Goldson, Leon Balogun and Borna Barisic. A midfield trio of Scott Arfield, Ryan Jack, Glenn Kamara and Yanis Hadji, Ryan Kent supporting Alfredo Morelos, who's just won himself a free kick in a dangerous position. It's three changes, Mark Wilson. What do you make of those changes?
I think a couple of seasons ago, and even last season, you looked at changes that Rangers would make to their strongest 11 and think that, yeah, they definitely weaken the side. I think you look at this Rangers side, the guys that have come in, I don't think they weaken it that much. I think they can bring boys in for different occasions, and they're performing pretty much the same as the guys are replacing. I think that's what will please Steven Gerrard and Rangers fans the most about this side. Everybody seems to know their job. Everybody seems to know the system they're playing, the way they're going to play in Europe and away from home. And he can pick almost anybody and they look pretty comfortable. So they've started 13 minutes in. I think they've started pretty well, look comfortable, look nice and confident.
I think the big talking point, as you were saying there about bringing changes to the side, Mark, is we look at Saturday and you look at Rangers' bench. I think Gordon Murray, 8 internationals on the bench.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. Well,
don't get us embroiled in another internationals discussion after the other night.
Yeah, I heard that nonsense that was going on. In fact, I was there.
You were on the show.
Yeah, that's why I heard it. But I totally agree with Mark, because I like to look at Balogun and he's come in tonight. You've got Hadji, who they paid a lot of money for. He's come in tonight as well. Jack, for instance, who's been in terrific form, didn't play the weekend, was on the bench. He's in. So I think Mark's right. I think Rangers this season have got players that just can come in and fit into roles, know their responsibilities to what they're bringing to the team. And I think they just do. And as I say, so far for them in Belgium, they look quite comfortable.
Having said that though, Mark Wilson, although Rangers have got a lot of praise over the last couple of days for knowing their roles and responsibilities, that doesn't mean that they don't adopt a horses for courses approach. Listening to Steven Gerrard before the game, he was very clear as to the reason, for instance, to take out Brandon Barker and put in Yanis Hadji, because he said that he doesn't believe there will be a lot of space for pacey players to exploit. He thinks Rangers are going to need to hurt Liège between the lines, as the modern phrase goes, and that's why it's Yanis Hadji instead of Brandon Barker.
Yeah, and he comes in and he knows his role defensively. I think that's the important thing as well. You know, Steven Gerrard's talking probably in an attacking sense there. Brandon Barker obviously would like to run in behind Hadji, maybe drops and holds, but defensively I think all of them are well drilled in the same way, are playing narrow and being hard to beat and hard to play against. And then they can adapt whichever players they rotate or change, bring in and out. They all know their specific roles. That's the impressive thing about Rangers. And they play quick, attacking, slick football. I mean, the first few minutes we seen it there, I said to Daz just before we come on, that's what Rangers have been very good at this season. That one-touch stuff, round the corner, into Morelos and across the face. They're all very good at that. We seen it in glimpses at Celtic Park as well. And it must be satisfying for the Rangers coaching team to see it come to fruition this season.
Still goalless in Liège. It's 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, let us know what you've made of the early exchanges. Celtic fans, were building up till your big game until 8 o'clock this evening, so get in touch and let us know what changes you would make, if any, to that Celtic team. Mark Wilson, when you're in group stage football, is it as simple as draw your away games at worst, win your home games, and that gives you something to build on? Because as successful as Steven Gerrard's side have been in getting out the groups, they actually haven't won an away group stage game yet, which might surprise some people. Some of them will have felt like victories, don't get me wrong. Porto and Feyenoord and Villarreal, they've had great away wins in the qualifying rounds at places like Midtjylland and Willem II. But by and large, if you can draw your away games, win your home games, that stands you in good stead.
Yeah, I think going away from home in Europe, you know, it's so different from domestic football. If you can go and be hard to beat and get away with a point, you're absolutely delighted. Now, didn't happen that much when I played for Celtic. We always got thumped away from them. But our our game plan was to be hard to play against, and if we could get away with a point, it would be, you know, it would be a real success. I think Rangers will be the same tonight. They'll look to be solid, but they certainly have got players on the counter attack that can go and punish teams. And I wouldn't be surprised if they nicked one here and then just hung on and was able to see it out.
I thought it was a very difficult question for you, Mark, because you are in group stages with Brechin. You lost 7-0 away from home, so it was a difficult one to answer.
Try to park the bus. Needed four buses in front of that goal.
I'll tell you what, let's go to, in fact, let's stay with the action. Big shout for a penalty, and Rangers have got it. It's a handball in the box. The handball rule causes all sorts of debate and discussion, always has done, but particularly at the moment. Let's get another look at it. It's a booking as well for the Standard Liège defender. He protests his innocence. His teammates all gather round. It was a corner for Rangers. It was swung in deep. Connor Goldson won it. The hand is outstretched. That's it, hits him on it. Any doubt for you guys?
No. Penalty kick for me, Gordon. I think his hand, the minute the ball drops there, he just puts his hand out to say, I can't understand why he's even arguing the point there. He actually knows what he's doing. It's a clear penalty kick.
We've had a couple of these and we go, oh, what else could he do? And, you know, going back to the Motherwell game, what else can the defender do? That one actually bounced and then it looked like he raised his arm. I don't think there's any question at all. Actually, I think it's quite right he got booting for it as well. So an amazing chance here for Rangers to take the lead.
Yeah, James Tavernier's been on quite the goal-scoring run of form this season. He's back banging in penalties as well. Let's see how he does tonight. Takes a deep breath, steps up right-footed as always, and it's a brilliant penalty into the bottom corner. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. 19 minutes on the clock. Great start.
I said earlier, Gordon, just watching, you can tell by the way teams start a game, especially away from home. Rangers looked very confident. They were controlled in possession of the ball. You could see their game plan, and obviously it's a bonus getting a penalty kick. And that man Tavernier, the goalkeeper goes the right way. You've got to say it's a great effort from the goalkeeper, but it's such a good penalty kick that the goalkeeper ain't getting there.
Yeah, but Rangers get their rewards for actually playing on the front foot. I was saying that they may soak up pressure and that, but the, you know, 19 minutes they've been in control of the ball. They've got the ball into the box, a couple of half chances, force a set piece. You always give yourself a chance if you're forcing set pieces. They're so strong in there. Goldson gets the reward and gets a penalty, and probably well deserved at their one up.
Right, come on then, 0141 951 1025. Let's hear from you. I'll give you just a second to get your call in. We'll go to Celtic Park. I hope we can speak to Alison Conroy.
Yes, Gordon, good evening from Celtic Park. Of course, AC Milan, the visitors here tonight. No Odson Edward, no Chris Julian for Celtic tonight. Hatem El Hamid near Beaton, they're still out due to coronavirus issues as well. Ryan Christie, though, he is back in the squad for this one. Now, the sides met here back in 2013. AC Milan won 3-0 that night, and that was their last win in the Champions League. They're, of course, returning after last season's European ban due to financial irregularities. They are unbeaten this season so far, though, both home and abroad. And you guys spoke about Zlatan Ibrahimovic earlier. He will be here tonight. Now, he played at Celtic Park back in 2001 as a 19-year-old in an Ajax side who lost to Celtic under Martin O'Neill in the Champions League qualifiers. I should have team news in about half an hour or so.
Celtic fans, so much disappointment after the weekend. So what do you do tonight? Do you change the formation? How much chopping and changing would you like to see? Give us all your suggestions. Let's hear them all. 0141 951 1025. Jeffrey's first up tonight. He's on the line. Jeffrey, since you've been hanging on, Rangers have scored, so you must be delighted with the way they've started the match.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised with the changes, but before I make my points, can I just say, pass on a message to somebody, please? My brother is in hospital and he listens to you quite a lot. He's in Finland, so I wish him all the best. And I hope he enjoys the game, and he listens to you almost every night, so I wish him all the best.
Yes, okay? Well done. Hopefully get well soon from all of us. Are you happy with the game, Richard, so far then, Jeffrey?
Richard, yes, I am. Better than I expected. I wasn't surprised with the changes. I'm quite happy. Long may it continue.
Give me an insight, Jeffrey, into how the Rangers fans feel about the importance of Europe, because it's been so successful in the last few seasons compared to what's gone before. Everyone always talks about, you know, domestic thing being the most important. How keen are you to get European success this season?
Well, it's like every other season. You want to do well for the coefficient. I mean, the more we play in Europe, the longer we get into the group stage and hopefully further on, it's good for the coefficient, it's good for Scottish football, and I'm hoping and praying Celtic do something tonight, although I very much doubt it, with AC Milan, the way they played at the weekend with the derby. And it's prestige, and the more you play in Europe, the longer you play in Europe, it's good for Scottish football.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the way Mark Wilson, that Rangers are stroking it about at the moment. It eventually breaks down with Ryan Kent at the edge of the box. Do you feel like the European exploits have helped Rangers in the last few seasons? It's just another challenge. It's another tactical obstacle sometimes, different style of play, and that allows you to then come back and do those sort of things domestically as well.
I think it's certainly helped them in games against Celtic. I must say, I think for a good few seasons, Rangers, you know, often try to take the game to Celtic and match them and go at them all the time, and they were getting no success. They were getting picked off on the counter-attack pretty easily. But Rangers in Europe adopted a system that was so hard to beat. They put plenty of pace and legs on their side that when they broke things up, they got forward. And I think they took that into Saturday's game. I think they just let Celtic come on to them and say, OK, well, you break us down. When Celtic couldn't do that, they broke on them at ease, and they should have had probably more than the two goals. So Steven Gerrard can certainly take confidence from their European exploits last year, going to big grounds and big European teams and getting results, and knowing that the system works against better players. Now, of course, against Livy or Hamilton or Kelly or whoever at home, it's a bit different, but I think they're managing that side of the game much better this season also.
Jeffrey, I just saw Glenn Kamara start an attack. He passed the ball forward, and it just reminded me of something that we didn't get round to speaking about on last night's show. Steven Gerrard talking yesterday about how he would like to, he would love to hand Glenn Kamara a new contract after his display, you know, against Celtic at the weekend. He's back in the team tonight. How important is he? Is that something Rangers should look to do?
Well, actually, I was on the phone in last week talking to you after the Finland game. And I said that he should get regular games, because the way he plays, he gets the ball, he holds the ball, he passes the ball. If I were Steven Gerrard, I would tie him down now. Another 3-year contract.
Let's put that to Gordon DL, Jeffrey. Let's put that point, because I think he's become a big fan of Glenn Kamara in recent times. Gordon, is that fair?
Yeah, oh, massively. And I think what changed it for me, Gordon, I watched him in international duty, and he played a sort of different role. I think it was Republic Island he played against. And I just seen a different side of his game. He's a big, big player. And if you notice every game that comes up, and especially all the big ones, you talk about Davis, how good he is. Ryan Jack, for instance. Arfield, who's having a fantastic start to the season. Kamara's first on that team sheet, and that's how important he is to Rangers than Steven Gerrard. And if you take back £50,000 roughly they paid for him, it's some piece of business. And I think Rangers should and will get the lad signed in a longer term contract.
Okay, Jeffrey, thank you very much. 0141 951 1025. 26 gone, Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. James Tavernier's penalty the difference. Celtic fans, great time for you to get involved, because we're closing in on team news from Celtic Park. So who do you want to see play? What changes would you make from the weekend? And are you confident? It's clearly quite a big challenge. The team might be low on confidence. Can you do the business tonight? We'll hear from Neil Lennon and hopefully hear from you next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL here with me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. A big night of European action. Rangers are a goal to the good in Liège. 31 on the clock, Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. a James Tavernier penalty. Just during the break, Gordon, the only thing that we missed was a booking for Yanis Hadji and a let-off for Rangers, as Rangers have a sight of goal up the other end and Scott Arfield can't
He's picked the wrong choice here. Gordon, you're right. It was just a wee warning sign for Rangers. They are very comfortable. They're leading 1-0, but there was a ball in from the right-hand side. The striker got in front of goals, and you're thinking, this has got to be a diff. Somehow he gets his head to it and directs it towards goals. It's beating McGregor, all ends up, and it comes off the crossbar. So just a little warning sign to Rangers. They just can't switch off just now, because this team could easily get back into the game. And then you go up the other end of the park and Morelos gets a great opportunity. And, you know, last year we would see him just hitting that, you know, being selfish. I like a centre forward in the box, be selfish. But he tries to lay it off to Arfield and the danger's cleared.
OK, 01419511025. We'll keep an eye on that game. And of course, building up to the big one in Glasgow at 8 o'clock, it's Celtic against AC Milan. Let's bring in Thomas, who's a Celtic fan. Thomas, would you do anything different to the team tonight from Saturday?
Aye, certainly change it, Gordon. How you doing? Because I guess Rangers on Saturday were absolutely wrong. The whole team played absolutely poor. I feel like we should get Albin at 80 up front. Now, how are we going to get this guy fit? Lennon says he needs game time. You've not got fit sitting on the bench. I don't know. You know what I mean? I just feel we should play a 80 up front and go with a 4-2-3-1. Is that a thing? Or a 4-3-2-1? Because I think we seem to play better in Europe with that formation. I think if we go 3-5-2,
I think Thomas. It's been in my mind. I think Neil might change to a 4 tonight. Now I know he prefers that 3, but I think the personnel still out through COVID, and his hand's really been forced an injury that he may switch back to a 4, and you may just see one striker, whether that's a Yeti, Kamala, Griffiths. I don't really know, but I know I understand what you're saying. Ayeti's never seemed to get a run of games where he's played maybe 4 or 5 in a row. So it'd be a good one to put him in if he's 100%. But you know, never mind formations and players. I think just the full attitude and the full tempo from Celtic, whoever plays in whatever formation it is, has to be much better than it was on Saturday to stand any chance tonight.
Interestingly though, Mark Wilson, Neil Lennon had a bit of a go in the last couple of days about leaks, that the team lines getting leaked before the game. It happened before the Rangers game. He said someone inside the club was doing them in. There has been another internet rumour this afternoon, so we wait and find out if that is accurate and what Neil Lennon thinks about it. But the team that's been rumoured this afternoon is still a back three with Stephen Welsh in there. And the only changes, I think, were a Yeti to come in and one other, which for some reason I can't remember at the moment. I think it was a Yeti and Christie, sorry.
Yeah. But let's talk about this leak. See, if you are Neil Lennon, you know, why put out your team? So it's surely got to come from one of the players or one of your close coaching staff. Now, if it's happened, and it's happened a couple of times in the past, and it happens on Saturday, you need to find the source of that. Now, I'm not saying it's a be-all and end-all how you lose games, but certainly...
Do you not think it's nearly in the modern day world now, the way, like say, you prepared? Celtic will be preparing for that game since Monday. They'll be working on formation shapes, set plays. That team now, to police, try to keep that secretly, I think's nearly impossible, Mark, because you say you've got so many staff now. Right, it's not just a case of manager, assistant manager and physio like the old days. You've got so many staff, you've got so many players in your squad, they talk to people at home, you've got so many agents involved in the game, you've got, you know, you can go through a full club the size of Celtic. To police that, I think, would be very hard. That would be the least of my worries. I'd be more concerned about how my team perform. I wouldn't care if somebody got my team. I would be more interested in individuals, how they performed and how we played.
Thomas, on the back of Saturday's disappointment and coming up in AC Milan, up against an AC Milan side that are in very good form, are you worried at all about tonight, or do you fancy Celtic to bounce back?
No, to be honest, God, I'm worried about tonight because they've not been beat. You know, I mean, this is the first time they've been back in Europe, I think, since they're banned. But I just feel for it, especially if you go three at the back. I'd see if you go three. I can honestly see us get a hiding, especially with Sean Welsh. No harm to Sean Welsh, but
Stephen,
I just feel like you would just need to go out for work, because it's been working, especially in Europe with the fourth. And I quite like to see David Turnbull starting. I like Turnbull. I do like him, and I don't think he will start today, but I would quite like to see him start.
I was amazed that we didn't see him sooner on Saturday. I thought the game was crying out for somebody like him to come on and just inject a bit of life and pace. And I think the Celtic fans are desperate to see this kid at his best in a Celtic shirt. They've seen it at Motherwell. They see what he can do and how he can change games. I would agree with you. I would like to see him in the team somewhere and just injecting a bit of much needed life.
Is this the type of game you throw him into, Mark?
I would, because look, what's the worst that can happen? Now, a big game, the biggest game for me, I must say, is on Sunday against Aberdeen, because in this season, you kind of get beat to Rangers at home and then go and drop it in away to Aberdeen the Sunday. It's a disaster. So you put Turnbull in tonight. If you're resting in Cham, if you're thinking Cham may be your man for Sunday, put Turnbull in. Now, the worst that can happen is that he does okay and you think, okay, well, he's played and he's fine and he comes out the team. But the best that can happen, he has a great game tonight. He makes things happen. Then you go, you know what? That's what the team needs. We'll put him straight in for Sunday and he's in the team then. So I would like to see him. We all seen what he can do for Motherwell. I know it's slightly different for Celtic when you have to step things up, but the way the team's playing just now, you wouldn't say people are playing out their skin in his position to keep him out the side. So why not put him in?
Yeah, I think linking the Celtic team tonight, there's players that really, I think Neil Lennon put himself under pressure if he put back on the park after their poor performance at the weekend. Now, I'm not saying that not many Celtic players. I think Ayer, good pass marks for me. But you're looking at Klamala, for instance. There's no way he certainly can start tonight. You've got to start using these games. If you're talking about, we've not got players like Lee Griffiths, we need match fitness. A Yeti, need match fitness. Well, the now for the Celtic supporters, the 10 in a row is more important in the Europa League. Now, it's good for the Europa League, coefficient, money, I totally understand all that. But you've got to look at this season now and start saying, well, do you use the games tonight to start to get these guys up to match speed? Because you're looking at El Yunus's performance. And Cham, you're saying about Sunday. I think that anybody can come in there and take in Cham's place, because I think he just looks well off the... I think he's a terrific footballer, but he looks well off the pace. He looks well off it at Celtic just now. Don't know what's up with the lad. So he's got to use this game tonight as a building bridge for Sunday, because Sunday is the biggest game for them this week, make no doubt about it. But the one thing is, a Celtic manager, and Neil will know this, he can't afford to go out and say, well, I'll make all these dramatic changes and then end up getting a real beating, because he comes under a lot more pressure then.
Mark Wilson, what are your memories of coming up against AC Milan in the past?
Listen, good memories. I was fortunate to play at home against them. It wasn't a classic game. We drew 0-0, but That was still a decent result for us against their superstars. Went away to the San Siro.
Who stripped did you get?
I've got Kaka strip.
Imagine him sitting.
Hold on a minute. You get that quiet.
He's nice.
We've been on the show for years. You got Kaka stripped that night.
Aye, but I think it was one of his spare ones. I think somebody else got
that's all right. Hold on a minute. They all count.
Aye. So
he's sitting there now, probably in radio, going, "Oh yeah, I got a Wilson 12, I think it was
up in his mansion in Brazil.
Where is he now, Kaka? He's at Brickin.
He can still get a game for us. Aye,
was that Brazilian for Brickin?
I don't know. But listen, the second leg we went away to the San Siro and massive underdogs. I was dropped for that game. I was fuming. I was dropped for that game. And
many Celtic fans were limited.
My son was born just a week before, and we went there. We drew 0-0, went to extra time, and we were so close actually getting through. We ran them close. I think Milan might have won the tournament that year.
Who took your place that night?
Paul Telfer.
Oh, I can tell why he left you.
Aye, so good memories, but so, ended so in tragedy.
Were you left out the team because you had been absent at the birth of your son?
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
No, listen. Yeah, I tell you what. Right, I'll be honest with you. Right,
see that missus of mine.
No, I know she's done me.
You done me out of the AC Milan game.
I'll never forget this. Right, at half time in the AC Milan game at home. Now we're playing against. I think I was directly up against Kaká, and there was Pirlo, and I think there was all these, or Maldini.
Maldini played. Yeah.
Aye. So it's all these guys, and
your
Gordon,
wife, your wife,
Gordon. Strachan had a go at half time. Was it half time or full time? Anyway, the fullbacks, me and Lee Naylor, I think it was Lee Naylor, were the only ones that got it. Says the two fullbacks for us, no good enough. He's played scared football. He's didn't go forward. So I said to him the next day, What are you expecting? He said, just a wee bit more, you know, going forward.
What did he say? What were you expecting?
Then I was dropped to following games, so he must have not thought I was adventurous enough for the second leg.
There we go. Calvin Bassey's come on. Borna Barisic has been forced off for Rangers, so that'll be a bit of a concern just before half time, I believe. Thank you to Thomas. We'll leave Thomas there. I believe we've got a starting 11 from Celtic Park, Alison.
Yes, I do have the starting 11, and it's Lee Griffiths who will start up front for Celtic tonight, supported by Albion Ayeti. So it will be Vasilis Barkas in goal, a back three of Stephen Welsh, Shane Duffy and Chris Iyer. The five in the midfield will be Jeremy Frimpong, Olivier Cham, Scott Brown, Callum McGregor and Diego Laxalt, with Albion Ayeti and Lee Griffiths up top. Don't have the subs yet, but that is your starting 11 with Ayeti and Griffiths coming in.
Brief reaction to that, Gordon and Mark.
Well,
you're surprised with the back.
I thought it would have went to a four and dropped Welsh through. No fault of his own, but that's my opinion. But I think positives: Ayeti and Griffiths up front. Yep, just what we were saying there. If you're looking for a goal scorers, if you're looking for a bit of pace, a bit of energy, certainly they two are the ones to give you it. So that's a positive move.
Yeah, I think it's a case of saying to the two guys up front, go and get some minutes in the legs, go and get some fitness, get in about it. Because he knows that if AC Milan come there tonight and play the way they're capable of playing, Griffiths and Ayeti will get a lot out of the game. They'll be doing a lot of chasing, but it's positive. I think Celtic fans will be happy with it. Big question mark, and as I say, I think he's a real talent just now. I think it'd be best for him to sit on the bench and Cham for me. I think he's very lucky to keep his place tonight.
By the way, Kaká tweeted just a couple of hours ago, Martin Player has brought it to my attention. It genuinely says, what great memories I have playing against Celtic. Playing in Glasgow is one of the best atmospheres in football. Absolutely nothing about you, Mark Wilson.
P.S.
Not even a mention.
What did Mark's wife have?
You mean Kaká? Two peas in a pod, us two.
Right, Celtic fans, you've just heard the team. Lee Griffiths and Albion Ayeti up front. They stick with the back three. Are you happy with that or not? 01419511025. We'll speak to you next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here. It's half-time in Liège. Rangers with a 1-0 advantage at the break thanks to a penalty from James Tavernier. We're about to speak to Paul about that Celtic team which we brought you just before the travel. But just a quick recap of that first half, Gordon Dalziel. How pleased will Steven Gerrard be?
Be delighted, Gordon. If you look at it overall, 45 minutes, they've looked very comfortable. They've got the goal they need. But still, you know, it'll be concerned to say to his players, look, we've got to keep concentrating, we're in control of this. If we keep doing the basics, we'll win the game. Because they switched off for a couple of minutes and, you know, Standard Ledge got a great ball in. It was a great header. It came off the bar. It could easily have been in the back of the net. But I think overall, after the weekend as well, I think Steven Gerrard will be delighted with the first half.
Yeah, I have to agree, Gordon. I mean, I would fancy them to score again. The way they're playing, you know, just breaking up play and going at pace, I think they look, as Daz says, comfortable there. They've been in the Standard Liège box plenty of times. You could probably argue if Morelos takes that one on, if he's a wee bit more confident, you'd probably see him hit the target with that, but he decided to pass it and square it and the chance was gone. So Steven Gerrard will be delighted, and it's another 45 minutes that Rangers do look comfortable and very dangerous on the counter-attack.
The warning signs have been there though, Gordon. Liège have hit the bar twice. We should say that the second one, I'm pretty sure it was a handball, one of the sneakiest handballs.
Oh, it was an amazing handball. We weren't just talking about that.
You've almost got to applaud it. It was that sneaky. But, you know, a couple of let-offs for Rangers in that department.
Yeah, just, well, it was a handball, but it's a you've got to say it's a terrific ball in from the left-hand side. I don't know why he's throwing his hand at it. If he gets a head on it, I don't think McGregor's any chance. Apart from that, Gordon, I just think the Rangers have looked so comfortable for 45 minutes. And I think that a wee bit more being positive. I've seen Kent going forward as well. I think he's got to release the pass. He's got support up front with him there. I think Steven Gerrard be saying to his players, look, make sure we keep everything nice and tight at the back. Our concentration levels are really high, because middle to front, and obviously with the two wide guys, obviously Bassi coming on now for Barisic, they've got plenty of width in the team. I think they can go on and score another couple of goals here.
The only disappointment, Mark, really will be that Borna Barisic had to go off before half-time.
Yeah, he's been a real plus for them this season, and I touched on it right at the start of the game where, you know, we're so accustomed to seeing one fullback cross it, another one getting the back post. It does more often not seem to be Barisic getting to the byline and Tavernier attacking that back post. His delivery, Gordon, is outstanding. And Rangers, Steven Gerrard and the fans will hope that it's nothing too serious, because it's a big run of games coming up. And it's, you know, Bassi is a more than suitable replacement for tonight. But long term, you're wanting your strongest side to keep together and get a good run of games. And I think they've got about four or five coming up in a short space of time.
So half-time then, Rangers with a 1-0 lead, thanks to James Tavernier's penalty. The Celtic team to take on AC Milan is Barkas in goal. It's a back three of Welsh, Duffy and Ayer. Across the middle, Frimpong, Cham, Brown, McGregor and Laxalt. And it's a new-look strike force of Ayeti and Lee Griffiths. That means on the bench, Bain, Hazard, Taylor, Klimala, Soro, Turnbull, Rogic, Ilyanussi, Christie, Henderson and Karamoko Dembele. Paul is on the line. Paul, what do you make of that team tonight? Are you happy with it?
I'm happy. I'm a bit annoyed. I don't see for the life of me why Lee Griffiths and Ayeti can start tonight, but none of them could start the game against Rangers at the weekend. I've got no idea why Cham's playing. He's a passenger. I've got no idea. I don't want to hear about systems or this rubbish about systems. The guy's not doing anything. He's not putting any effort in, and he doesn't deserve to get a start. He doesn't deserve to be on the bench, to be honest. But the team baffles me. I'm glad he's made the changes, but I'm fed up hearing this match fight as well. We don't need to last a match. There's been players in the past who couldn't last a match. Tom Rogic, Paddy McCourt, guys like that. They didn't need to last 90 minutes. Why did they not start with one of them at the weekend?
What do you make of that, Mark? Because, I mean, there have been a couple of days have passed. People can get fitter by the day, but does that surprise you that they're both fit enough to start tonight, but none of them are fit enough to start on Saturday? Or is that just how it works?
Yeah, I can see it. Look, I can see the argument of that. You know, what we passed, something like 5 days have passed since Saturday. They wouldn't have done that much training on the Sunday. So they've got, Monday, Tuesday, wouldn't have done much yesterday. So 2 days training. I can understand that. But Neil Lennon would have looked at Klimala, I think, and thought he looks like the quickest out of them at the minute. He's come on against St Johnson and got a decent goal, and he looks like a willing runner. And he fitted into what he wanted to achieve well, you know, say dropping off. It didn't work. I think we all seen it didn't work. So I can sense it. I can totally understand the frustration for Celtic fans, and then even how long it took to get these other guys on the pitch on Saturday. But look, you've got to look at the positive side. This could be the start of something. Neil's obviously looked at the full team, and he's seen Klimala didn't work, and he's addressed it tonight. So you can't ask any more of him tonight. Saturday is gone now. You know, you kind of get anything back from it. So Neil will be in the same frame of mind and think, there's nothing we can do. Let's see how this works now. And I think the Celtic fans will be quite optimistic about that partnership.
The thing about Albin Ayeti, Gordon, is any time he's played, he's scored goals. Mm-hmm. So his form is not actually in question. It's just his fitness since he came to Celtic.
Yeah, but remember, he went off with an injury, Gordon. So it's obviously taken this amount of time for to get him back to up to running and up to the speed that Celtic require. Griffiths, on the other hand's been, you know, we think he was going to come back earlier. They might have had a little bounce game. It's all sports science now. We know that. It's not the old times when you just say, well, put a strapping on it and I'll go out and play. That doesn't happen anymore, because these are guys that are so well looked after and they've got to make sure that with their stats and everything, everything's perfect. I agree with Paul that I'm looking at the team. Neil's decided to stick with his formation. Now, yeah, fine, go with that. If you believe that's the best formation that you've got with the players at your disposal, I've not got a problem with that. The thing that I think Celtic lacked at the weekend was a bit of energy, a bit of hunger, a bit of desire, passion. That's what I'd be looking for tonight. Forget formations. You need that first and foremost. You need that passion and will to go out there and win and run the extra few yards and, you know, do a bit for a guy standing next to you that's maybe struggling a little bit on the night. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. The one, I totally agree with Ncham, and I'm a fan because I do think he's a talented football player. Right now, I am wondering how he's getting in the Celtic side. But the big question mark for me tonight, and I think there's a bit of pressure on him because I think AC Milan will create chances, is a goalkeeper.
Paul, would you have kept the back three, Paul, or would you have done something different? Another big night for Stephen Welsh.
I thought Stephen Welsh done okay. I thought he'd done okay on Saturday. I'm not dreading the game, you know, because not to forget Celtic beat Lazio home and away last season, and I'm sure Lazio finished above AC Milan in the league. Fair enough, they never had Zlatan Ibrahimovic playing right enough, but I'm not dreading it, and Celtic players shouldn't be dreading it. If you play for a club like Celtic, we've got Champions League aspirations, this should be the kind of game that you're looking forward to bounce back. I'm not to clued up in Italian football, to be honest, but it should be a game that we should get back into, and it could be. Well, I really hope it's the season gets turned around. There, I'm seeing the season gets turned around. There's up until Saturday, they were a point behind the game in hand. It's early days in the season. It's early days in the European campaign, and hopefully that's going to be the thing it knocks on, and it'll be a good experience for the young guy Welsh as well.
Mark Wilson, all this stuff about, you know, it being a glamour tie and these big European nights, and it's a good chance for Celtic to bounce back. Of course, that's all true. I just wonder how different all that is when you don't have the fans. You know, yeah. These are the type of nights that in years gone by, you're right, you can absolutely see Celtic, you know, doing something, the roof will be lifted off, it's got that feeling in the air that it could be a real memorable night, but without fans, I just wonder how different the challenge is.
It will be different. And if I'm totally honest, Gordon, I think the Celtic players have missed the fans more than the Rangers players have, and I think that was evident on Saturday when things were slack and things were slow. You know, there was no fans there to really give the Celtic players that jolt. And tonight could be similar. You know, these nights are always electric at Celtic Park. Champions League nights more than the Europa League. But when you get a big name like Milan, it would have felt like a Champions League night. And you do come under so much pressure against these teams that you do need that crowd there. But the motivation for the Celtic players is tonight is the stick that they got against Rangers. I think they'll be well aware that the fans won't accept a performance as lacklustre is that again. So although the fans aren't in the stadium, they'll be well aware and they'll be well versed. Neil would have certainly let them know what he expects and what the Celtic fans expect in terms of effort and commitment tonight.
Just a final one for you, Paul. Gordon DL says he's a bit worried about the goalkeeper. Is that fair or is he being harsh?
I think Craig Gordon came out as well and says you need to give the guy time. You do need to give the guy time. I mean, he's came to a different country. I'm not saying that I've been blown away with him, but when Fraser Foster came the first time round, it took a wee bit of time to settle in. I don't know. I didn't know the goalkeeper before. I think I trust. I think Neil Lennon has got an eye for a player, so he's no Fraser Foster, that's for sure. He's a different goalkeeper. But, and to be fair, the guy's no really. He should have done better, but I'm rattling on here. It's a difficult one. I don't know. You need to give the guy time, certainly.
Gordon Dale, quickly, you need to give him a bit more time.
I totally agree. I think he does need time, but unfortunately just now for the Celtic fans and everyone concerned at Celtic, it's been such an important season, a big price tag there as well, Gordon. He's got to settle in very quickly. I think this is a big night for him.
Okay, plenty to come. Thank you to Paul. Plenty to come in the second hour of tonight's show. We're going to get the second half from Standard Liège against Rangers. We're going to build up to kick off between Celtic and AC Milan. But first, let's do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. Thursday's Beat the Pundit time. This is when the phone lines blow up because everyone in Glasgow in the West knows just how daft Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are and they want to come on and take advantage of it. Well, now is your time. 0141 951 1025. That's the number. Give it a call. If you get through, all you need to do is get more questions right than Mark or Gordon and the signed ball is yours. Beat the Pundit is next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson here on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We're into the second half in Belgium. 50 minutes gone. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. Just briefly before we play Beat the Pundit, Gordon, Alfredo Morelos has passed up a golden chance to double Rangers' advantage.
I can't believe it, Gordon. Great play with Tavernier. He sets Morelos up. His first touch is all over the place. He's stretching for it. Last season in Europe, Morelos would have tucked that in the back of the net and Rangers would have been in easy street just now. That was a big chance of missing.
Did you get that line yourself?
What line?
I just said that exact line to you. You've just stole my line.
It would be an easy street.
No, last year in Europe, how many times has Morelos stuck that away?
I've never spoke to you.
Oh, Gordon, you know what he's like. I said in the break and he's just stole my line.
I
can believe it. I can't vouch for you on this occasion because I'm at home, not in the studio, and I'm getting a bit distracted. I can see the dinner going on in the kitchen, so I'm trying to keep an eye on it, Beat the Pundit and what's happening in there. So it's a different challenge tonight. Let's just keep an eye on Rangers at the moment. Is this move going to break down? Not yet, it's not. Yes, it is in the end. Right, okay, plenty to come in the second hour. We'll give you all the action from Rangers game against Standard Liège and, of course, Celtic fans building up to the visit of AC Milan as well. Here until 8 o'clock, but first, let's do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yes, Beat the Pundit time. Always good fun every night of the week, but particularly on a Thursday evening. You never know what you're going to get from these two. Let's meet tonight's contestant. Paul is in East Kilbride. How's it going, Paul?
Not bad, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. On a big game night, Paul, I often ask this. Are you more confident of a victory on Beat the Pundit or Celtic beating AC Milan tonight?
I think I've got a better chance of beating the Pundit tonight after Celtic's display recently. So,
well, you never know. Celtic are up against impressive opposition. You are not in the form of Mark Wilson.
Oh, hang on.
So that would be the obvious difference. It's true, though. That is the thing, Paul. Right, I'll toss the coin. If it's heads, you take on Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, it is Gordon Dalziel. Who played last week out of you two,
me?
Incidentally?
And I won.
No, you lost twice last week.
Okay, me and I lost.
Okay. Right, heads, it is Mark Wilson. Tails, it's Gordon Dalziel. Let's see what we've got. And it is heads. It's Mark Wilson up against Paul.
Come on,
in
Paul.
East Kilbride.
I'd question if you've even got a coin there.
No, I didn't.
You've got no idea if I tossed a coin there or not.
You
never will. I don't even have pockets or anything. But anyway, right. Let's give Mark Wilson a bit of Clyde 2 to listen to Paul. And we'll get your clock ready. So 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions right as you can. And you can pass. That is all you need to know. You ready?
No worries, on you go.
Good man. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What country are Glasgow City's Champions League opponents Piemont United from?
Denmark.
What decade did Rangers last face a Belgian team before tonight?
The 90s.
What is the name of Airdrie's mascot?
Pass.
Who managed Scotland between 2004 and 2007? What nationality is Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Swedish.
Okay, let's bring back Mark Wilson. Mark, can you hear us?
Yeah.
You can.
Go on,
same
son.
Set of questions okay. to you. You're up against it tonight, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Hang on.
You better be in top form.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Same set of questions to you. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What country are Glasgow City's Champions League opponent Piemont United from?
Ireland.
Oh, no!
What decade did Rangers last face a Belgian team?
90s.
What is the name of Airdrie's mascot?
Oh,
Wilson.
The cockroach. No, what is it, Rooster? Pass.
Who managed Scotland between 2004 and 2007?
Alex McLeish.
What nationality is Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Swedish.
Oh, God.
Paul, how do you think that went?
No.
No. No.
You're right about that one. That's probably the only one you got right.
I'll tell you what, the standard wasn't great, Paul. I wouldn't listen to those two. What country are Glasgow City's Champions League opponents Piemont United from? It is Ireland.
No
Mark
way.
Wilson, that's obviously a guess.
Unbelievable.
My goodness, what a shout that is. I know
guess.
My stuff, Paul. Have that.
Paul said Denmark. That was definitely a guess.
Dreadful.
And it was wrong, unfortunately. So it's 1-0 to Mark Wilson. In what decade did Rangers last face a Belgian team? You both said 90s. You were both correct.
Yes.
It was Club Brugge
yeah.
in the 90s. So it's 2-1 to Mark Wilson. What is the name of Airdrie's mascot?
What is the name
former
of that thing again?
Airdrie manager.
Can't
do you not remember
you
the guys? Remember when the guys in the stand used to shout, Wilson, Rocky the Rooster would do a better job than you.
Quite often I did. I knew it was something. What did I say? I said
you get your photograph
rooster.
Taken with him your first game.
First game, I was lucky for me that game. That was
Rocky the Rooster. Rocky who the rooster. Managed Scotland between 2004 and 2007? It was Walter Smith.
Oh, was it?
I was now,
it was.
Yeah.
You said McLeish.
McLeish. When did McLeish take care of Free Walsh?
Yeah, after that.
Yeah. Right, okay.
None of you got it right. What nationality is Zlatan Ibrahimovic? He is Swedish. You both got it, so it's 3-2, and that's where it ended. You only got through five questions, so you were both slow as treacle and not too good at the answers either. But, Paul, he was the best of a bad bunch. Two for you, three for Mark Wilson. Hardlines.
Anyway, thanks very much.
Hardlines,
good
Paul.
Man. That was Paul. That was a close encounter.
Any victories.
Gordon, don't let him kid you, right? When you come into the office, you get your temperature taken. See if he went back out the night, we would have to evict him. He was sweating there.
It was a guess, that Irish. So great, Irish guess. That was.
Oh, I couldn't believe that one.
Brilliant, eh?
Mm-hmm. I give you credit there.
Piemont United, there you go. You won't forget that in a hurry. Piemont United, right, okay, yeah, it was a victory, it wasn't a classic, it is lashing down, it's Glasgow weather over in Belgium tonight, Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1, as we move ever closer to that hour mark, Rangers do have a corner. Anything changed in the second half, guys?
Not really, I still think Rangers are comfortable. I mean, I would say that they've had certainly the best chance with Morelos, and you know, I would agree with Daz's great point that he made. If it was last year,
it's good, yeah.
Morelos would have stuck it away.
Gordon, go to describe the corner because we've went blank here.
So is mine. Everybody must have gone blank.
We're back. No, but again, Rangers, you know, pretty comfortable. Look like they're always dangerous on the counter attack. Yeah, and similarly, how they've been playing all season. Steven Gerrard will still be delighted, but
I do agree. I think that in games like this, Gordon, away from home. Doesn't matter how comfortable you are. I just think you need that second goal, and if they get it, they'll put the game to bed. And I've got to say that they'd be disappointed. See if they lose a goal and they drop the points tonight, you would get back to Morelos' chance, because I do think a striker his quality's got to find the back of net with that.
This is where working from home can get interesting. Mrs. Duncan appears to be juggling pots and pans in there. I've got no idea what she's doing, so let me apologise.
Juggling?
It sounds like it. There are pots and pans getting dropped all
what's
over
she,
the place.
What's she making? What's for dinner?
I don't know.
She can't believe you want to beat the pundit. She dropped the pan.
I can see. I'm struggling. I've got a restricted view
Just shout and ask her.
Exactly.
She's in the kitchen.
Nobody's listening.
I want to get involved. I can see there seems to be mince involved. The food processor was running on a night for mince as well during the break, so I don't know.
What's she doing, processing mince? How fine do you need
maybe
it?
Some sort of, well, you know, maybe a wee kebab effort. She's quite fond of that.
Nice.
She is a dab hand, to be fair, I must admit. Anyway, right, back to the important stuff. 01419511025. In case you're wondering what on earth we're on about, those two are in the studio. I'm at home, but it shouldn't change too much. You can get in touch and let us know what's on your mind. Paul is in Kirkdonald. Paul, as a Celtic fan, when we gave you that team news earlier, what jumped out at you?
Hey, to be fair, I'm going to agree with Gordon, which is pretty unusual, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But definitely the jam for me starting after his performance on Saturday, I thought it was really poor. I'm definitely throwing the young boy Turnbull in there, gave him a run out for maybe even playing him on Sunday. So again, a couple of strange decisions for Phil Lennon, but I think most of all, I think what you're wanting from Celtic tonight is a decent performance, so they can try and get a wee bit more confidence in them. Because I think the most important game of the two out of the games is probably Sunday coming now.
Mark Wilson, the curious case of Olivier and Jam. It comes up time and time again. I think everyone agrees he has got all the assets to be a top midfielder. When he's on top of his game, he looks like a brilliant midfield player. When was the last good performance we saw from Olivier and Cham in a Celtic jersey, though?
Yeah, that is a question. It's a question a lot of Celtic fans are asking just now, because like a couple of seasons ago he was outstanding and he was getting linked with a move away from Celtic for 14 million, and we all heard those figures. And you know, he had his wee strop where, you know, he said he didn't want to play, rekindled things, looked a good player again. There's no doubt he's got the attributes. There's no doubt he's a brilliant player. But you're right, he has been off form. He doesn't, when the game's not gone Celtic's way, he seems to be disinterested at times. That may just be his demeanour. It may not be how he's actually feeling. But you know, I think I'm the same as Daz, and I'm the same as Paul and a lot of Celtic fans. I think there comes a time where you say, yes, he is a brilliant player, but he's just not, he's just not playing well. And Celtic have got a guy sitting on the bench who I think the Celtic fans really want to see. And I just wonder, this might sound silly, I just wonder if Turnbull was somebody more exotic with a foreign name, if he would be taking in Cham's place just now. You know what I mean? Because he's a young Scottish player, he sometimes has
an
to
exotic
wait.
Exotic name.
I'm being totally honest here, because I just think Turnbull.
Turnbull.
I just think he may have found himself in the team, because you can't say that in Cham's been absolutely outstanding, that he's the first name in the team sheet. I wonder how many chances Neil's going to give him before he decides to make the change.
Gordon, how much longer can you go on saying that then? Everyone keeps saying Cham's a very good player, he's a very good player, but if we genuinely can't remember the last time he put in a very good performance, when do you start losing faith that he's a very good player, if that makes sense?
No, I
know you can't just become a bad player overnight, but there does seem to be a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah, I don't think you lose faith that he's a good player, but what he's given to the team, you start losing faith in. And already for me, that's gone. I do agree. I think that see if you are Turnbull or Timbell, you're actually sitting there thinking, I was brought here, I'm patient, I'm waiting for my chance, I deserve my chance. So the boy will be desperate to go on there and prove it. Look, we're looking at guys like Lin Cham, but it's not just him, it's a full package, you know, for Celtic. You can pick bones in a lot of the players' performances, a lot of their form. Neil Lennon's changed it tonight, two up top, and I think Celtic fans have been crying out for two up top, so they can't complain with that. Some moan about the back three, but his back three's been successful for him in the past. It's just a case of collectively going and getting it together, because if you look at the starting 11 tonight, you look at the bench, it's full of talented players, but they've got to play as a unit and got to play as a team.
Paul, I imagine, I can't second guess Neil Lennon, but it's probably along the lines of he doesn't feel we can throw David Turnbull in. You know, if you're going to give him a chance, in a big game against the likes of AC Milan, would that concern you at all?
No, to be fair, I think that would be doing the boy a discredit, saying you wouldn't throw him in against a team like Milan. I mean, that's what he's there to play for Celtic, so I would say he should be fit enough to play against any team. Obviously, I lacked a wee bit of experience in Europe, but he should definitely be. I seen when he came on a couple of weeks ago, I seen glimpses of him, and I thought he looked really good. So, I mean, the confidence you'll get out of him would be to play him. So I think the right thing would be to play him. And obviously, looking probably just on to getting on to the game on Sunday is just having a good performance tonight. Because if they go out and get a bad performance, you just don't know what will happen going into Sunday now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with
one,
that.
Sorry, Mark, I was just going to say Scott Arfield curls one wide for Rangers. Yeah, what is the aim then tonight, Mark? For I mean, obviously you try and win games of football. I'm not that daft, but you know, would that be enough then? Even you know, an encouraging performance would that be enough to allow Celtic to feel like they can get stuck back in on a domestic level?
Well, I should never, to be honest, Gordon, it should never be enough when you're at Celtic and you're at home and you're playing against. I don't care who it is, one of the giants of world football. It should never be enough just to perform. But I think, especially in the first half, I think the Celtic players have got to show more enthusiasm, more you know, pace about their game, just more effort really than they showed in the game against Rangers on Saturday. And I think if they show that early on in the game, the Celtic fans will be reasonably pleased with it. If you can match up with a result, then terrific, and you're back in track, going into a very difficult game on Sunday.
Just Paul, what about the? Sorry, Gordon, I was wanting to ask Paul about the front two, Ayeti and Griffiths. Paul, is that something that pleases you?
Yeah, because having Griffiths back, I think it's a plus all the time. I think obviously I think Griffiths adds a lot to the team. I think Ayeti's probably still not up to much fitness. Obviously, with him being out there, so getting game time in both of the legs. Again, for the night, and obviously, I don't think Odson Edwards is going to be there for Sunday either. So, I think a lot. I look at this game and I look at a lot to get a good performance and looking to Sunday. I know everybody says, obviously, we still have to play in Europe, but I do think the most. If we get a bad result tonight, we get a bad result on Sunday. I'd like to think where their heads would go after that.
Yeah, I think everything is really important tonight to lead into Sunday, because Sunday's a massive game already and we're still in October. So I've got to say, I think Celtic will be looking for a good performance. I keep going back to Gordon just now. I know that everybody wants to do well in Europe. Of course they do. But I think that Celtic this season, with the way Rangers are going about their business, have got bigger fish to fry. I think every concentration, for the Celtic fans as well, because they'll tell you the same, they're looking to the title, and just now they need to find something, and it could start tonight. Good performance, a good win against AC Milan, the confidence that can give you, incredible.
Thank you very much to Paul on the line. Still time for you to get your calls in, 0141 951 1025. 66 minutes gone in Belgium. It's absolutely pouring. The pitch is getting a bit heavy now as well. Yanis Hadji goes off and he's replaced by the returning Joe Aribo. So Rangers still in front, and I've got a cracking full-time teaser. It's a Zlatan Ibrahimovic-themed teaser, and that's coming up next.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are in the studio. I'm still working from home. 20 minutes to go in Belgium. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. The pitch looks very, very wet, Mark Wilson. I'm not sure, is this game in any danger at the moment? It certainly is affecting the roll of the ball, but with 20 minutes left, we might just get there.
Well, me and Daz were just saying there, is this game going to get called off? Because we've just seen a wee passage of play. The rain is still heavy, but we've seen a wee passage of play that the players couldn't even really complete a pass. You know, it's just holding up. There's no bounce to it. So, I don't know what the protocol is here. Certainly,
I'll tell you
it's tricky for the players.
Sorry, Mark, I'll tell you another thing. And I watched a bit of play there. Ball goes in at Morelos in the box. His touch again lets him down. See if he takes a decent touch. He just puts it by the goalkeeper. Morelos' first touch tonight has been so poor. As I said, last year in Europe, he would have been just controlling that and putting that in the back of the net.
Right, got a good teaser for you tonight. There's a theme, as we mentioned earlier on. It's going to be a Zlatan Ibrahimovic theme. It's actually a really tough question. I'll be surprised if you two get even half of these right. Mm-hmm. The Crazy Pony's been back in touch. We've had a couple of his teasers in the last few weeks. He's looking for 8 players that have featured in the same match day squad as Zlatan Ibrahimovic and played in the Scottish top flight. Now, it's only club football. It's only club football. Mm-hmm. 8 players have featured in the same match day squad, club football, as Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and they've played in the Scottish top flight. Can you name them?
Larson,
what a question that is. No.
Henrik Larsson, isn't he one?
Sure. And club football. Club football only.
Barcelona, no. Freddie Lundberg, no.
No.
So see when you see... Arteta.
No. You're just going to shout Arteta every night.
Every night until he comes on to the...
So see when... Gordon, sorry. See when you're saying the same match day...
Squad.
Squad. It's obviously... Yeah, the squad he's played for. It's not like the team sheet for the other team.
Yes, because otherwise he would be in... a different match day squad, wouldn't he? He would be in the opposition's match day squad.
I just thought you meant the team sheet, sorry.
Right, and he's played he's played in the top flight.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to eventually explain the question by 8 o'clock and then we'll be out of time. Any more guesses? No.
Joan Gabergit?
No.
Thought he was. Was he not Malmo?
Oh, Lustig?
No. I don't think you're going to get any of these. No.
I don't think.
Oh, I've got one. Shotard Velarde. Ajax.
Brilliant. Great shot.
Yes, up and running. Mondaz, let's go. He's one.
Very good. Very good. Right, you can play along on Twitter. We're looking for 8 players that are featured in the same match day squad, club football only, as Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And they've played in the Scottish top flight. It's a cracking question tonight. Full time. No, fulltime at Clyde1.com if you want to get your answers in. Alfredo Morelos goes off. Gordon Dalziel replaced by the returning Kemar Roof, which will please Rangers fans.
Yeah.
Another strange night for Alfredo Morelos, where Rangers are doing the business and he's linked up a couple of times, but in front of goal, he just doesn't look himself.
Yeah, I think what's let him down tonight, simple for me, is his first touch gone. The good thing I look at is he's getting his cell into the positions. That's not a problem. His movement's good. I thought his link-up play was decent. He's getting his cell into good positions. The only thing that's let him down tonight is his first touch. If he takes a better first touch on a few occasions, he's going off that park with a goal or maybe two.
I don't think he looks as confident as he was in front of goal last season. I think even the one in the first half, I think last season he strikes that, but he opts to try and square it. I think it was to Arfield. And the chance is gone. And Daz is right about his first touch in the box. But, you know, something's just not firing for him in front of goal. And strikers go through patches like that. So I don't think it's a disaster. He's still contributing to the overall team performance, but not quite as clinical in these last couple of games.
Yeah, Gordon, I mean, winning games is everything in football. So I'm not sure it ever becomes... Or at what point does it become something Steven Gerrard would look at in terms of taking him out the starting 11? Because Mark says he's still playing his part and Rangers mm-hmm. are winning games. But, you know, he's clearly not, and individually, he's not in the form that we're used to seeing him in.
Yeah, I think that as a striker, especially if you're playing for the big two in Glasgow, you've got to bang the goals in, Gordon. He's certainly got competition, Roof. Eaton's still to go there. You're still talking about a natural goal scorer that we've not really seen this season, Defoe. So he's got plenty of opportunity, plenty of options to take Morelos out. But I think Morelos has become more of a team player. And I think that's pleasing Steven Gerrard now. Yes, you would like to add his goals on top of that. You would have the perfect scenario. But just now, I think he's quite happy with his link-up play. As I said, he's getting his cell into the positions. It was just his first touch tonight to let him down.
Any more on that teaser? Have you got to grips with it yet? You've got shot at other lads.
Was De Boer one?
No.
Prank? Maybe Ronald? No. Any of them?
You gave first names just in case.
Just Craig, in case.
Craig Meikle tweeted that in. Craig Meikle says, any chance of the De Boers 50-50 chance of being right? No.
Yeah.
Ryan Davidson, he's gone Mark Crossas, which is wrong.
Loving Crunch.
What about the boy that played for...
I've got one. could be wrong here. I'm on the edge. Coutinho.
Oh, yes. Milan. Ah, well done.
Yes.
Well done, Coutinho.
Oh,
yes.
DL. There's only one.
Great
DL.
Shout. Two down and six to go. Let's bring in Ken, who's on the line. Ken, we're talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic in the teaser. Can Celtic tame him tonight?
If they have a back 12, yeah, but hopefully. But he's been off with the virus and he's not long back, so he might lack a wee bit of fitness. I'm surprised he went with a back three, mainly because of Ibrahimovic, to be honest with you. But from Sunday's game, I'm glad Welsh has got on, because I thought he had a good game and is definitely one for the future. Yeah, he looks a good defender. Also glad Ayeti is starting and Griffiths, although I thought the mate had Christie on before Cram. I have Cram on the bench. Don't know what you think about that.
Well, we covered the Cham one. I think either Christie or Turnbull could have taken his place. And Saturday, look, I agree with you on Saturday about Welsh. I don't think Welsh did anything particularly wrong on Saturday. And I don't think it's really a big surprise. I just thought he may have been left out because Lenny would have changed to a four. But he's back in there. Look, I think everybody agrees, or everyone will agree, that as long as the tempo's lifted from Celtic, that you often find in European nights that is with the fans behind them, then the Celtic fans would be happy. I'm quite optimistic the night, Ken, that if I'm honest, about seeing Ayeti and Griffiths together. It's a partnership that nobody's seen yet, but when you've got two goal scorers like those two, you expect them to be lively, you expect them to be, you know, pouncing any opportunity that they get, and we lax out on Frimpong on either wing, they're certainly going to get some service into the box. So that's what I'm quite optimistic seeing, how that connects tonight.
I like Ken's optimism. Gordon talking about Zlatan being out with the virus. He came back and scored a double in the Milan derby at the weekend. So he seems to be in fine form. Ryan Christie, even though he's back amongst the subs, Gordon, that must be a boost, because in the aftermath of the weekend, I don't think anyone was wanting to offer it as an excuse, and you shouldn't offer it as an excuse. But if you're going through a difficult spell, or you've been beaten by your closest rivals, it would be nice to be able to call upon Odson Edouard and Hatem El Hamed and Nir Beaton, and now Ryan Christie's back, so it's starting to alleviate some of that stuff.
There's no doubt, Gordon, that these guys are big miss. Of course they are. They're regular starters, they're top players, they're important players for Celtic, and especially just now when they're coming under a bit of criticism. So it's good for Neil Lennon that he's got that option to have them on the bench, because he will need to use his subs tonight. Of that, there's no doubt. When you look at the front two, it could be a 65 to 70 minute usual. You know, they have to be replaced. So tactically tonight for Neil Lennon is going to be important as well. He's got his five subs in Europa League. Am I right, Gordon?
No, I think
it's still three.
Three in Europe.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Let me double check.
Right. But he's got to, well, there's two right away that he'll probably have to use, because I can't see they two lasting 90 plus minutes. So it's going to be interesting, and you will see Christie at some point, of that there's no doubt as well. So I think it is a boost, and he's got a decent enough bench there as well. But obviously he'll be hoping, with the games coming up thick and fast, he'll be hoping the return of his
You're
key
right,
players.
It's five subs. Five subs.
I'm on the ball just now. I think that that will be very important to him tonight.
Ken, we speak about Zlatan. I think that's the obvious one. We had Alistair on last night giving us the inside track on AC Milan, and he was talking about Hernandez, the left-back, actually being their danger man. He plays more like a winger, and he bombs up and down. Suppose it could be a big night for Jeremy Frimpong, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't know much about the AC Milan players, apart from the name of Ibrahimovic. But either way, no matter who, AC Milan are a good side, so I would expect all the defenders, not just Frimpong, to have a right busy time of it, you know? And, I'm also optimistic that my team's going to do something on the night of a game, you know? So, yeah, could hope that Zlatan has a bad day, just because it's a good day the other day. But yeah, I'm optimistic, and I hope that we can get something from this game and keep the European highs going.
Mark, when you're up against a player like that, I was going to say, how do you handle him? I mean, many of many have tried, because not only is he technically very good, but he's obviously incredibly strong, and that's what where defenders often struggle. How do you think Celtic will do that? They're going to have the three centre-backs. Will they ask Shane Duffy to go right up alongside him? Because as good as he is, he's 39, he's not going to fly away from you.
No.
How do you think they should handle it?
Yeah, exactly, Gordon. He's not going to run in behind you and run away from you, that's for sure. So I think Shane Duffy and whoever it is, Ayer and Welsh, whatever side, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, goes to, that they need to be tight and aggressive. One thing with these guys are, if you give them any sort of space, they'll punish you. You know, they'll punish you either with a killer pass, or they've got the ability to put it in the top corner from distance. So the important thing for Celtic is they don't give them too much respect and stand off them and look at them in awe. That they've got to be really, really tight to them and try and get bodies round about them to snuff them out as best they can.
Gordon, because there's only 8 minutes to go and the rain has stopped, I mean, this game is going to finish, but you have to say it's a farce now, isn't it? Players can't get the ball out of their feet, passes are not reaching their final destination, nobody knows where the ball's going to stop. It's not a pretty sight.
No, it's not, but I think you're right, Gordon. We've gone so far now, the rain's stopped, so they will get it finished. You just need to be careful of two things. One, a mistake could cost you the points that Rangers have got in the bag already, as Aribo plays a terrific ball in. They've got a great chance here. Unlucky. Or an injury, Gordon, in this. This is a big worry for managers. You know, it could be accidental, just a slide, or, you know, a mistimed because of the ball, mistimed tackle. So it is quite difficult to play under these conditions. Me personally, I would play the breaking way, back to front and just chase it.
Right, you've got plenty of work to do in this teaser. 8 players that have featured in the same club match day squad as Zlatan and played in the Scottish top flight. You've got Shota Averladze and Rino Gattuso.
I've got, here's one staring us right in the face. Can you give us a wee clue? Laxalt?
Laxalt, yeah.
Yes, Laxalt, well done.
Yeah, good, Gordon. AC Milan.
Why? Van Bronckhorst?
No, there are no more of an AC Milan connection.
Don't
think Barcelona either.
Forget Barcelona.
Don't think. Who are we thinking? We're thinking
Manchester
Malmo.
United.
Man United.
Malmo.
Right, I'll tell you what. But, I'll give you some
boy,
thinking
Blackstock?
Time.
No.
Who?
Do you know what? You're actually on the right lines with that one. So I'll leave that with you. I'll give you some more thinking time. But something far more important than the teaser that I want to talk to you about is part of Black History Month. We're celebrating stories from black people in our communities who've contributed to Scottish football's history and culture. Now, Dumi is originally from Zimbabwe, but now lives in Irvine and supports Kilmarnock. He's been telling us all about his experiences as a black football fan in Scotland.
Clyde One, supporting Black History Month.
As an ethnic minority myself, I first-hand experience of racism and discrimination whilst living in Scotland, and sometimes as a football fan at grounds across the country. In response to this, I have been a dedicated advocate for fighting against all forms of racial discrimination. I want to continue on a more positive note, however. Living in Scotland as part of a black and minority ethnic group has brought me some of my most positive experiences of my life. I took up an active role at Show Racism the Red Card to educate young people in schools, communities across Scotland, which also allowed me to travel to parts of the country like Aberdeen, Inverness, Arbroath, and as far down as Dumfries, celebrating the incredible diversity of our population. I've been proactive in many a social media campaign, being invited to speak via radio and national television on a more personal note, raising awareness about the important work in tackling racism in Scottish football, refugee integration, and the Black Lives Matter campaign. I am very proud of my Zimbabwean heritage, but I am also proud to call myself an adopted Scotsman who got married in a kilt on a cold October day.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard, supporting Black History Month. For more info, go to clyde1.com/blackhistory. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diehl are here into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The board has just gone up in Belgium. 3 additional minutes for Rangers to hang on. They are still in front. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 1. That first half penalty from James Tavernier, the difference. The rain came battering down in the midsection of the match. The pitch is absolutely saturated. It's causing havoc, but the game is obviously going to finish now, Gordon. And it looks like Rangers are closing in on another impressive away performance in Europe.
Yeah, apart from the odd moment, Gordon, I think they've looked very comfortable. They should have scored more goals. They've created more chances. Obviously, we touched on Morelis's first touch tonight, which let him down in good positions. But overall, Steven Gerrard, after going to Celtic Park and then going over to Belgium and winning both games, really, you know, they've not been that much trouble. I think he'll be absolutely delighted with his few days' work.
And another clean sheet by the looks of it, Mark Wilson, unless something changes.
Yeah, yeah. Looks solid, you know, with that base, that back four and the three in front of him. Very hard to play through. I touched on it earlier. Everyone knows their job. I think it's been another top performance from Rangers. And I actually think with a wee bit more care in the final third, picking the right pass, Morelos, you know, getting a better touch to set himself up, they would have won this game more comfortably.
Okay, a minute and a half to go, so we'll keep an eye on any late drama there. We'll go back to Celtic Park ahead of kickoff. What about this teaser tonight? Now remember, it's fulltime at Clyde1.com. If you think you've got a question and you want to hear it on the show, that's the address you need. Big chance for Standard Liège, and they have passed it up. I think he miscontrolled it through the puddle. The goal was at his mercy, and it's a let-off for Rangers. Fulltime at Clyde1.com. If you want to hear your question used, that is the address you need. Fulltime at Clyde1.com. Crazy Pony sent this in tonight. He says 8 players have featured in the same club match day squad as Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and Rangers have just scored from the halfway line. What an incredible long range strike that is, over the goalkeeper's head and into the back of the net.
Wow.
2 minutes gone. Kemar Roof wheels away in celebration. There's a small number of fans inside the stadium tonight. No Rangers fans, of course. And they have just witnessed something special. Played his club football in Belgium, of course, before coming to Rangers. He actually does ever so well. Wins the initial tackle, rides a couple of challenges, and from inside his own half, lifts his head, smashes it over the keeper. That is outstanding, Mark Wilson.
That's sensational. Absolutely sensational. You'll not see a better goal than that throughout Europe. Geez, this season, I would suggest. It's not even execution of the finish, which is unbelievable in his own half. It's how well he does before that. 3 players around him, skips away, spots the goalie off his line, and puts it over the goalie from in his own half. Incredible
Gordon,
goal. And he's booked.
That is outrageous. That is an outrageous goal, because we've seen people score from their own half before, but very rarely do they have to take it past 3 players first. That was unbelievable.
And plus the fact, Gordon, I know this might sound silly, but the conditions, the heaviness of the ball now, because it'll be that wet, to lift that ball.
Hold on a second, it's not 1975. The ball doesn't get that heavy with the rain anymore. We'll see, you hung up your boots a while ago.
That ball in the pitch trying to hit that will be completely different. I'll tell you right now, that will be different.
I'm not trying to be funny. When was the last time you kicked a football properly?
I don't really know.
He just caught it in the laces there.
So he did. He caught in the bit with my turn on it.
Heavy. But it's a great finish.
Do you think that he's looked up, he's seen the goalkeeper, and he's thought, I'm having this here. And I've got to say, you've got to take your hat off. That is sensational. What a way to get back into the team after being out injured.
And the game's over. He's wrapped it up in style. Tavernier and Roof with the goals. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 2. What a start that is.
See, he's showing you the balls are heavy, look. Bit of water on the balls.
Right, there'll be plenty of time to react to that match on tomorrow night's show. I'm sure Kemar Roof's goal will be top of the agenda, although we'll see what happens at Celtic Park later on this evening. How are you doing with this teaser? You've got Averladze, Gattuso and Laxalt. We're looking for 8 players who featured in a club match day squad along with Zlatan and also played in Scotland's top flight.
We've got the man you won, Gordon. Go on, Mark.
Well, I think it's Tyler Blackett.
No, it's not Tyler Blackett.
Oh, you're awful.
Did I say Yanko? No.
It's not him either.
But he definitely played with Manu.
Listen to this. I like Chris on Twitter, right? Because Chris has gone Tyler Blackett, wrong. James Wilson, wrong. Saidi Yanko, wrong. And then he's eventually got it on his fourth attempt at an ex-Man United player that's played up here.
And who was it?
Ex-Man United? Well, who's another Man United player?
He's one of those guys that you think, really? He played for Man United? No offence if he's listening, although I'm sure he won't be.
Roy Carroll? No, that's too long.
I don't know.
Is a goalkeeper.
Is it? A goalkeeper?
Goalkeeper for Manchester United? He never played with Rangers, did he?
Nope.
That's good. It's obviously not a Rangers goalkeeper.
Yeah, another 41 teams in Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, don't worry about that.
It was top flight.
I'm struggling, Gordon, with this. Give us a wee clue.
I'll tell you the club.
Yeah.
Hearts.
Hearts?
Listen, it's Lamal.
Yeah.
Who?
No. It was recently. He wasn't up to much.
Oh, Pereira.
Yes, Pereira. Pereira. Barney going on after the Standard Liège Rangers game. Lots of pushing and shoving and finger pointing.
Yeah.
I can see the Rangers staff are involved as well. Ryan Jack is absolutely furious. It's all kicking off over in Belgium. James Tavernier's having his shirt pulled. That's actually a Rangers staff member trying to hold him back. John McLaughlin is pushing and shoving people. Kamar Roof, we're just going to see it. The Anderlecht staff has put his head right on Kamar Roof's head. I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe the celebration after the goal. He's gone head to head with Kamar Roof and it's all kicked off. Kicked off at the end of that game. Bit of pushing and shoving, Gordon DL.
Yeah, not nice to see. Rangers would be better just getting their cell off the
pitch.
Speak
for yourself. Some people like a bit of drama at the end of the game.
No, Gordon. Rangers will win.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, as you know.
Right, okay.
I go there, do a good professional job. It may just be a case of they could have had history because you said, you know, Roof played in Belgium. And,
yep.
You know, you never know what's happened in the past over there. So may just be a little bit of history there and one or two words said and... You know what, like, as it starts to get a bit of attention round other players, but it's calmed down now, hopefully.
All right. Any more on the teaser quickly?
Was Weir at PSG?
No.
Edward?
No. Keep them coming quick.
Edward,
yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Marky boy.
Yeah.
So you've got three to get.
I'll give
you another clue. Yeah. There's one at Malmo, one at LA Galaxy.
I know the LA Galaxy one.
And one at Juventus. Let's go back to Celtic Park and get a final recap of the teams ahead of kickoff with Alison Conroy.
Yep, just waiting on the teams coming out here for this one. Celtic up against AC Milan tonight. It's two changes from that defeat to Rangers at the weekend. Ayeti and Griffiths coming in, so it'll be Barkas in goal, a back three of Stephen Welsh, Shane Duffy and Christopher Ayer in the midfield five. You've got Jeremy Frimpong, Olivier Ncham, Scott Brown, Callum McGregor and Diego Laxalt up top, Albion Ayeti and Lee Griffiths. And it is 11 subs on the bench. Bain, Hazard, Taylor, Klamala, Soro, Turnbull, Christie, Ilianussi, Henderson and Karamoko Dembele Gordon.
Right, go on then, you two. Score predictions for that one. It's an informed AC Milan team, remember. Zlatan Ibrahimovic and co. How do you see it going?
Go on, Mark.
Do you want me to go first? I think Celtic will lift their performance. I'm not sure they'll get a victory. I think they'll get a point. I think it'll end in a 1-1 draw.
I think it'll be a better performance, but I don't think they'll have enough, Gordon. 2-1 AC Milan.
Okay, right, well, we'll find out tomorrow. What a night it's been already. If you've not seen that Kamar Roof goal, make it your business to see it from the halfway line, just inside his own half, but he does terrific work before that. It's one of the best long range, you know, inside your own half goals you'll see. It really is quite something. Rangers winning 2-0 on the night, and we're going to find out what Celtic do between now and 10 o'clock. So we'll look back on it all tomorrow. You've got more to get on this teaser. Let's hear
it. You see the Juventus one? It's not Ronnie O'Brien, is it?
Who's that?
No, I have no idea.
Ronnie O'Brien was at Dundee United. I'm sure he was at Juventus before then as well. Can you believe it?
Gordon, I take it one's LA Galaxy. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm holding that one. I've got that one.
I don't hold it.
Then.
Just tell him.
No,
we need a few
to
more.
The final.
No, hurry up.
Perry Kitchen, goalkeeper Hearts.
See, this is how I know that somebody has given you this answer.
Hold on a minute. There's somebody in the studio that'll verify that answer hasn't been...
Who did you even say there?
Perry Kitchen.
Perry Kitchen.
Well, do you know what's funny about it? Aye. No, but and this is how I know I've caught you out, because it's correct. But Perry Kitchen was a central midfield player and not a goalkeeper.
You've been
absolute caught red-handed here.
I was Alison at Celtic Park.
The goalkeeper, Perry Kitchen. He's not a goalkeeper.
He is now.
Oh my goodness.
What about that? Alison at
what
Celtic
was the other ones, Gordon?
Right, just quick. Right, the Juventus one.
Was he centre half?
No, Olivier Capo.
Never heard of him. Better be Perry Kitchen.
Right, what about Malmo? What about Malmo? Come on, you.
I said Joenge Berget. No,
I don't know. Give the initials.
I think, Mark, you. I'm trying to think if you played with him, Mark. I think you might have, right. If you're talking Malmo, what nationality might he have been?
Swedish.
Uh-huh.
Aye, Swedish. A Swedish player you played with?
A Swedish Lundberg? No.
You've said him.
Defender.
Ronja? No.
No, quickly. Yeah, he's Norwegian. Baldy. Big baldy guy.
Big baldy. Oh, Mastorovic.
Yes, right. Finished there. Daniel Mastorovic. Thank you, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale. We're back at 6 tomorrow with Hugh Keevans and Jim Duffy, and we'll speak to you then.